Plus FM stellt vor. Musiker, Macher, Kreative.
Stellt euch vor, ihr habt nichts mehr, nicht weil ihr es verloren habt, sondern weil ihr wissen wollt, wie es so ganz ohne irgendwas ist. Nicht so Simplify Your Life gedöns, sondern richtig ohne irgendwas. Das hat der finnische Regisseur Petri Lukain gemacht. Alle seine Sachen sind in einem Container. Es gibt drei Regeln. Erstens, das Experiment dauert ein Jahr. Zweitens, jeden Tag darf er einen Gegenstand aus dem Lager zurückholen. Drittens, neue Dinge kaufen darf er in dieser Zeit nicht. Meister heißt der Film. Morgen kommt er in die deutschen Kinos. Heute ist Premiere im Kinozentral in Mitte. Und ja, bei mir im Studio ist der Regisseur Petri Lukain. Welcome. It's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
What is the most necessary and what's the most unnecessary item you own?
I don't know. At the moment I'm feeling maybe my mobile phone is the one that's kind of keeping me, yeah. keeping me alive at the thing. But I think, I don't know. It might be actually the most unnecessary item I have as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mixture of both. It's nice to have, but it can be awful as well.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, sometimes I hate it, you know, people yeah. try to, you know, reach me or you know, when you know, during the weekends maybe or of course it's the thing you need to, you know, get connected with your loved ones, so.
Yeah. So was your mobile the first thing you got back when you came first to your storage where all your stuff was inside?
No, actually, now when you say it, maybe I should have gotten a mobile phone, yeah. called a taxi and, you know, called my mom and, you know, mom, I'm coming. You know, that would have been maybe the kind of rational way to do it. But I really didn't make a strategy or anything. I just put the stuff into the storage and see what comes out of it. And when I was going there naked, it was in Finland, minus 30 degrees and snowy outside. So I was kind of thinking, what's the biggest piece of cloth that I had? And I had this...
A blanket? A huge blanket?
No, I had this like ridiculous, you know, like long gray military style overcoat, like yeah. a trench coat. So I took it and actually I think I kind of looked like, you know, you see these guys who go outside and, you know, flash themselves yeah. to people. Yeah. I think I was kind of that.
A pervert.
Yes, a pervert. That's the word.
Oh my God. So, also er hat sein Experiment wirklich damit angefangen, dass er komplett gar nichts hatte. Nicht mal irgendwelche Klamotten. So to make things clear, when you started this experiment and this documentation, you started with seriously nothing at all. You didn't even had clothes on. Why did you even say, okay, if I do it, I don't want to have anything at all? Why did, like, clothes?
Well, I mean, the initial idea was just to take my stuff into storage and kind of, you know, figure out what do I need. And when I was thinking, should I leave 1,000 items, 100 items? And I started to make these lists, I realized that making the list is like, it's impossible. I can't decide at this moment what would I need in my life. And so I was thinking this kind of some kind of selection process would make it easier. So maybe I take everything to the storage and just bring back, I leave 100 items, no, I leave 10. Could I start from zero? And you know, it was this kind of idea of some kind of an adventure, of course, also started to arise. I was thinking, like, could I start from zero? You know, it, and yeah, I think the initial idea, I think I was planning to leave like 20 items.
Yeah.
But then it intrigued me, like, could I start from zero?
And could you?
Yeah, I mean, then... Yeah, I started from zero. I even took the, like, a fridge... I didn't take the toilet because the toilet is, you know, fixed to the floor, but every other thing we took to the storage. And then I was just, my friends filmed me when I was running naked to the storage. I took a coat, went home, and then my guys said, like, okay, they gave me the camera and cheers. Yeah. See you in a couple of weeks when you have some clothes. Yeah. And then it became some kind of a couple of weeks of very weird vacation within my home where I couldn't reach anybody or, you know, my brother started bringing me food and It is a weird part in my life.
Yeah, if I hear this story, or I guess if anyone hears your story, it's, yeah, we have to talk about how all this happened, because it's not like you wanted to have this experiment to really find yourself, or was it a part of it as well?
I mean, I think it was kind of some kind of a self finding experiment, mm-hmm. maybe. I think when I've been discussing with people, somebody, you know, go to, you know, they travel to Asia, or mm-hmm. they yeah. move abroad yeah. to study for 1 year. Yeah. There's this kind of need for some kind mm-hmm. of self, you know, reflection. Mm-hmm. And I think I had the same thing, but I was kind of, maybe I was looking some kind of home, or I didn't want to go somewhere else mm-hmm. and then come back to my flat and see like, ah, oh, this is still the old me. This is all the shit that I'm having. I kind of wanted to, you know, do the exploration mm. within my apartment, and maybe that's why I took everything away, so I could kind of yeah. rebuild.
And to close the door.
Yeah, but I think you're right on it, that it was some kind of, I wasn't, you know, maybe in the most happiest place in my life. And oh yes, I was, you know, a single guy, 26 mm. years old, so I was ready for a change for sure.
Yeah. When I saw the trailer, I thought it's a really, really funny movie for me as a viewer watching it. It's like you're talking with your grandma and everything, and she says, yeah, you just need a little stuff and blah, yeah, just do it. And then, but how comfortable have you been with all this? You know, I see it and I laugh. I see you running naked around. I see you just, you know, just having all the boxes, and every day you have to decide to choose which item you want to have. And then it's just, yeah, of course, to me it's funny, but how funny was it for you during that time?
Well, it wasn't kind of funny. I think this was not like a big film production. Mm. This was like me, my brother, and my kind of best friend were kind of, I was going into this kind of experiment, and then I had an idea that, hey, maybe I could actually film this. It would be like a good excuse to, you know, explain my yeah. mom and yeah. explain my parents. Yeah.
Otherwise, they would just say, you're crazy. You have to go somewhere to get help.
No. I'm making a documentary.
Wow.
So it was just, you know, you can just figure out your kind of own everyday life. Mm. You're just going around everywhere with a camera, and then you just film a lot of stuff.
Ja. Wir sprechen gleich weiter über den Film My Stuff. Heute Abend ist die Berlin-Premiere. Ja, da hat sich der Petri gedacht, ich trenne mich mal von all meinen Sachen und schmeiße sie alles hier in so ein Lager rein. Jeden Tag darf er sich ein Stückchen davon dann wieder rausnehmen. Der Film, wie gesagt, heute Abend Premiere. Dafür haben wir gleich noch Tickets, ab morgen in den Kinos. Jetzt hören wir erstmal ein bisschen in den Soundcheck. The Ball Run. Soundtrack zum Film My Stuff. Ja, so heißt der Film vom finnischen Regisseur Petri Lukkain. Morgen kommt er in die Kinos. Heute ist Premiere im Kino Zentral und Petri ist bei mir im Studio. Er hat all seine Sachen in einem Lager einquartiert. Ein Jahr lang lief sein Experiment. Pro Tag durfte er sich einen Teil nehmen, neue Sachen kaufen. Ja, das war strengstens verboten. Petri, we just listened to a track from the soundtrack. You wanted it to be minimalistic, like your life has been during that time. And you work together with a musician from Helsinki. And yeah, just tell us a little bit more. Is it your passion for jazz or what?
Well, I like jazz. Mm-hmm. Personally, I like jazz. So then when I ended up making a film about myself, I was thinking like a jazz soundtrack would, yeah. you know, it would fit it probably. And we have a really like alive, you know, this young jazz scene happening mm-hmm. in Finland, you know, all these cool hip guys playing this soulful jazz. And so I contacted Timo and he was kind of into it. He was, mm-hmm. you know, in the 60s, 70s, you had all these kind of jazz guys doing soundtracks for big, you know, Hollywood films. Mm-hmm. And we were thinking, okay, like,
you with your big Hollywood film.
yeah. So I contacted Timo, like, would you make a soundtrack for my big Hollywood film? Yeah. And then he was kind of, I think he was looking back to this kind of 60s cinema, mm-hmm. you know, cinema, and thinking, okay, the saxophone should kind of represent this guy running naked in the street, or, you know, when he's alone in his flat naked, just lying there with the blanket, there would be just like a small saxophone, yeah. you know, telling his yeah. story. And, you know, and all this kind of happened after the kind of experiment, you know, when we filmed the whole one year and, you know, everything happened that happened, and we ended up with a lot of material. Then I kind of maybe stepped more into the role of the director. Mm. It's like writing a huge diary and then deciding, okay, what do I want to show of this diary, and what kind of music should we be listening when we are reading it? And then we just kind of created this, maybe some kind of soulful jazz soundtrack for the film.
Yeah. Let's go back to the here and now, because how does it feel now to walk around and probably going shopping or something? Or are you just all the time like, nah, I don't need it. You know, I live for a year without much stuff, so nah, I don't need it.
I mean, one of the rules was, I just figured some kind of rules so I could have something to go by the whole year. And one of the rules was don't buy anything except food.
Yeah.
And after the whole year ended, I hadn't been buying anything for a year.
Mm.
You know, when you walk, you know, somewhere in the street, you see a shop and you say, should I, or do I need this? Mm. I didn't have it anymore because I had, you know, it's like if you would quit smoking or quit drinking or anything, and then you live for a year, you kind of, you change your habits and you kind of a little bit become a different person. So actually I didn't go for a store after 6 months after the experiment. Or then at some point I bought like a new toothbrush and something about, I mean, I kind of had a chance to learn my kind of consuming habits again. It was like, I'm thinking that this was my new puberty. Like I was like a new teenager, you know, learning things again, not from my parents or not from the some society or something. You know, I'm 26 and you know I have a chance to learn these habits again. So I think that's how I feel nowadays. I know still how to shop, but I kind of, when these urges or needs or feelings arise when it comes to expressing ourselves with the things we own, I really recognize them. So it's not that. Yeah, I recognize them and then I can make some kind of a adult decision maybe.
But how minimalistic is your lifestyle now? So is it still, because you filmed this movie, probably we should have said that as well. You filmed it in 2011, so now we have 2015. So how minimalistic are you still?
Well, I don't want to spoil the end of the movie totally, I can say that I'm still living the lifetime I'm living in the end of the movie.
All right.
I mean, I think it totally changed my life.
Yeah. It sounds like a headline on a Facebook, you know, where you're saying, oh yeah, you have to see it. It changed his life. And then you click on the link. Clickbait content. I don't know how
this man ran naked. This image will change your life forever.
Yeah. So people, you have to go to the movies, watch it tomorrow. It comes out. And my final question is, what's coming next for you? Is it another movie or are you preparing a Simplify Your Life book?
No, I'm not actually writing a book. Probably I should write a book and, you know, make a lot of money with it. That would be nice. But actually now I've been traveling around.
You don't need money. You don't buy anything.
Yeah. Now it's, I think I'm actually quite living the same life now. I'm just traveling around the world. You know, I'm staying in hotels, so I still don't have my stuff.
Yeah.
I just have one suitcase and that's it. And then, but I'm actually then, we are starting a new film. No, this one film has been a success, so I have a chance to do a new film.
Yeah, you have to do the exact opposite. You're buying everything you see.
Actually, I'm making a new film about Eurodance.
Ah.
You know, Dr. Alban and Hathaway.
Yeah.
Because, and that's also, I think, maybe I'm doing some films that are related to my personality or some
and
kind
Hathaway
of
development. And is a big part of it.
Yeah, I mean, when I was 10 years old, I was, you know, in the school, we had this disco.
Yeah.
You go to a disco first time of your life and they're like, what is love?
Yeah.
You sing there and I'm like, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So please, you have to come back again if you finished your Hathaway movie or your dance movie in general.
Yeah.
And now let me give away some tickets for the premiere tonight.
Yeah.
Also, wenn ihr den Film My Stuff heute Abend schon im Kino sehen wollt, dann bitte jetzt anrufen unter Berlin 2009000. Ich wiederhole, Berlin 2009000. Heute ist Deutschlandpremiere im Kino Zentral in Mitte und für die haben wir noch Tickets für euch. Also Berlin 2009000, Berlin 2009000 und ansonsten ab morgen einfach in dem ein oder anderen Kino. Alle Links und Infos zum Film My Stuff findet ihr auch im Netz auf fluxfm.de und ich bedanke mich beim Regisseur Petri Lukain. Thank you very much. Was a pleasure.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, how did we go from 60s soulful jazz to Hathaway?
Yeah.
in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but to be honest, it was my thought exactly when you talked about, yeah, you know, afterwards you decided what you put, what kind of music you want to put into your movie. But I thought, okay, during the filming in 2011, you've been in the apartment and your neighbors had been, you know, music been on really, really loud and it was head away. Here jetzt Fountains of Wayne mit Sink to the Bottom, also eigentlich das genaue Gegenteil. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I wanna sink to the bottom.